This is a focused session on a single company, Antimetal, a New York-based infrastructure software startup. We are going to treat it as a case study because Antimetal sits at the intersection of three things worth understanding well: the economics of public cloud, the discipline that grew up to manage those economics, and the newer bet that the operational side of software, everything after code is written, is about to be automated by agents. By the end, you should be able to explain what Antimetal does, how it got here, who it competes with, and what the company is really a wager on. We will move deliberately because each layer sets up the next. We start with the domain because the company only makes sense against that backdrop, and the backdrop is more interesting than it first appears.
The backdrop is structural waste in cloud spending. Across the industry, somewhere around 30% of committed cloud spend is wasted on idle resources, over-provisioned instances, forgotten workloads, and the wrong purchase commitments. That waste is not an accident. It is a direct consequence of how the hyperscalers price compute. Amazon, in particular, sells the same underlying server at wildly different prices, depending on how much certainty you give them. On-demand is the most expensive and the most flexible. You pay by the second, walk away anytime. Then there are commitment-based discounts, where you trade flexibility for price. The discount is large, often in the range of 40 to 72% off on-demand. But the commitment is, in effect, a financial instrument with a maturity and a strike, and most engineering teams are not equipped to trade financial instruments.
It is worth being precise about those instruments, because Antimetal's first product is built on top of them, and you cannot judge the product without understanding them. There are two main families. Reserved instances are the older mechanism. You commit to a specific instance type, in a specific family and region, for 1 or 3 years. Standard reserved instances give the deepest discount, but are rigid. Convertible reserved instances let you exchange for other types, trading some discount for flexibility. Then came savings plans, which are more abstract. Instead of committing to a machine, you commit to a level of spend, measured in dollars per hour over 1 or 3 years. Compute savings plans are the flexible kind, applying across instance families, regions, and even across EC2, Fargate, and Lambda. EC2 instance savings plans are narrower and cheaper. Each can be paid all upfront, partial upfront, or no upfront, which changes the discount again.
And the reason this is genuinely hard rather than just tedious is that the optimal portfolio of these commitments is a moving target. A company's compute footprint changes constantly. New services ship, old ones are deprecated, traffic patterns shift, an e-commerce business spikes for the holidays and then collapses in January. If you commit based on last quarter's usage, you can end up holding reservations you no longer need, which is wasted money you have already promised to spend. If you undercommit to stay safe, you bleed margin to on-demand rates every hour. There is even a secondary marketplace where unwanted reserved instances can be sold, which tells you how real the stranded commitment problem is. So the job is continuous portfolio management against a forecast, and that is precisely the kind of work that is hard for humans and well-suited to software.
The discipline that formalized this work is called FinOps, Financial Operations for the Cloud. It has a foundation, a certification track, an annual maturity model, the usual scaffolding of a profession. The core idea is to bring engineering, finance, and the business into one loop so that the people spending the money can see and own its consequences. For our purposes, the important output of the FinOps world is the tooling market it created, and that market has a clear internal structure. If you understand the structure, you understand exactly where Antimetal entered, why that entry point was smart, and where it is now trying to climb to. The market splits, at the top level, into tools that show you the spend and tools that act on the spend.
The first layer is visibility, just seeing, allocating, and attributing the cost. This is the most crowded and most mature layer. The enterprise incumbent is Apptio Cloudability, now owned by IBM, paired with Apptio's broader technology business management suite. Flexera is the other long-standing enterprise player, having absorbed RightScale years ago. On the modern side, Cloud Zero is the notable one. Its wedge is unit economics, cost per customer, cost per feature, cost per product, rather than cost per server, which is what finance and product teams actually want to know. Vantage is the developer-friendly visibility platform that grew fast on simplicity and good design. And the observability vendors, Datadog most prominently, attached cloud cost monitoring to their existing agents on the logic that they were already inside your infrastructure anyway. But every one of these tools shares a limitation. They tell you where the money goes. They do not move it.
That distinction between telling and doing is the whole strategic story. So sit with it for a moment. A dashboard that says you are wasting money creates an obligation, not a solution. Someone still has to interpret it, decide, and act. And that someone is a scarce, expensive engineer or a FinOps specialist. The far more valuable position is to take the action yourself on the customer's behalf, so the saving happens without anyone on their side doing work. That is the second layer, the action layer, and it is where Antimetal lives. The action layer is not one market. It is a set of subspecialists, each owning a particular surface of the optimization problem, and it helps to name them so the competitive map is concrete.
For commitment management, automatically buying and adjusting the reserved instances and savings plans we just described, the named players are Zesty, ProsperOps, NOps, Archera, and Spot by NetApp, whose Eco product does exactly this. For Kubernetes, where the problem is cluster autoscaling, bin packing pods onto nodes, and exploiting spot capacity, the leaders are Cast AI and the open source KubeCost, now part of IBM, with Spot Ocean from NetApp again in the mix. For storage optimization, there is Lucidity, and again, Zesty, which expanded from commitments into disk. There are right-sizing specialists like Densify, and a wave of newer entrants like Pump and Usage aiming at startups. The structure to hold in your head is that a sophisticated buyer typically runs a stack, one visibility tool, one commitment manager, and one or two domain optimizers. Antimetal's opening move was to win the commitment manager slot, and it tried to win it on a very specific promise.
The promise was no risk, no work, and we only get paid if you save. Antimetal's flagship product is named, fittingly, Save. You connect it to your AWS account with read-level access. It does not modify your instances, it does not touch your code, and it does not see your private data. Its engine ingests your current and historical usage, models your future usage, and then continuously buys and adjusts the mix of reserved instances and savings plans to capture the maximum discount while actively managing the risk of overcommitting. The claim is that you can see savings within about 5 minutes of signing up, because the analysis runs against data AWS already exposes. The non-invasive posture is not a minor detail. It is the thing that makes a security and platform team willing to connect it at all.
The pricing model is where the strategy really shows. Save is tiered, a free startup tier, a business tier priced at 10% of the savings it actually achieves, and custom enterprise pricing. Performance pricing, a share of realized savings, does three things at once. It removes the buyer's risk, and therefore the buyer's objection, because the vendor's revenue only exists when the customer is already ahead. It aligns the company toward real, measurable outcomes, rather than dashboard engagement or seat counts. And it makes the sale almost frictionless, which, as we will see, is exactly what enabled the company's unusual growth motion. The one weakness of the model, and we will come back to it, is that your revenue is a fraction of a bill that you are working to shrink, which caps how large the cost optimization business alone can become.
Now the corporate history, because the arc is what reveals the strategy. Antimetal was founded in late 2022 in New York City by Matthew Parkhurst, the chief executive, and Shreyas Iyer, the chief technology officer. The pairing matters. Parkhurst comes from the growth and operating side, an early operator at the startup Praxis and a series of growth roles before founding the company. He is the distribution and go-to-market half. Iyer is the deep systems half, Harvard computer science and statistics, work on Meta's cloud and network security infrastructure, including low-level systems and kernel-adjacent work, before he left a master's program to start the company. A growth founder plus a serious infrastructure engineer is a deliberate combination, and you can see both halves in everything the company subsequently did. Aggressive, creative distribution on one side, credible, deep infrastructure engineering on the other.
They ran a private beta through the first part of 2023, getting Save into real production AWS environments, and reported that more than 35 companies cut their costs during that period, proof that the value was real before they raised serious money. In May 2023, they announced a $4.3 million seed round, led by Framework Ventures with Chapter One, IDEO Colab Ventures, Polygon Ventures, Alchemy Ventures, and several individuals participating. One thing to notice in that investor list, several of those funds are crypto native. That tells you the early network and the early customer base skewed toward crypto and Web3 infrastructure teams, who at the time were heavy, cost-sensitive AWS users running expensive, always-on workloads. That is a textbook beachhead, a tight cluster of buyers who feel the pain acutely, who trust each other's recommendations, and who talk constantly. The next chapter is a go-to-market story that has become a small legend in startup circles. And it is worth understanding why it worked, rather than just enjoying it. In 2024, instead of spending on conventional advertising, the team shipped over 1,000 pizzas to target companies, venture firms, and influential engineers at a total cost of roughly $15,000. 75 of the recipient companies became customers, and the company has said those accounts generated over $1 million in annual recurring revenue. The lesson is not pizza. The lesson is what the stunt reveals about the product motion. When your product proves dollar savings within minutes and costs the buyer nothing unless it works, the only real bottleneck is attention. Get a busy engineer to look for 5 minutes and the product closes itself. That is product-led growth functioning exactly as the theory says it should, and it only works because the underlying value is immediate and self-evident. Then comes the inflection point in June 2025, a $20 million Series A led by Sound Ventures, the fund associated with Ashton Kutcher and Gaio Siri, with Buckley Ventures participating, and a striking roster of individual backers. That roster is a signal in itself. Nat Friedman, the former GitHub chief executive, Daniel Gross, Aravind Srinivas, the founder of Perplexity, Aaron Levy of Box, Arash Ferdosi of Dropbox, and Ben Uretsky, who founded DigitalOcean. These are people who have personally built developer and infrastructure businesses, and their presence is an endorsement of a specific direction, not just a bet on cost savings. The round brought total equity raised to roughly $24.3 million. But the money is the less interesting part. The more important thing about the Series A is the repositioning that came with it. At the Series A, Antimetal stopped describing itself primarily as a cost optimizer and started describing itself as an infrastructure automation platform. The language the founders used is the thesis, so it is worth quoting closely. Iyer's framing was that writing code is no longer the hard part. Everything that happens after it, provisioning, deploying, scaling, and debugging, is where teams actually get stuck. Parkhurst called it a complexity problem and added that throwing more people at it rarely helps. So the new ambition is a platform that ingests data from across a team's entire infrastructure stack, learns how that team's systems typically fail, learns how its engineers respond when they do, learns which business outcomes actually matter to the organization, and then gradually automates the operational work, starting with the parts that are safe and repetitive and moving outward from there. A specific phrase from their materials is worth dwelling on. The goal is to encode an organization's institutional knowledge into a shared, automated resource. Think about what that means in practice. In most engineering organizations, the knowledge of how the system really behaves, which alert is safe to ignore, which service falls over first under load, what the runbook actually is versus what the wiki says, lives in the heads of a few senior engineers. It is tacit, it is fragile, and it walks out the door when those people leave. Antimetal is proposing to capture that tacit operational knowledge by observing the system and the engineers over time, and then to act on it automatically. That is a far more ambitious product than buying reserved instances, and it is the real reason the company exists. Which brings us to the central question. What is Antimetal actually a bet on? Before we state the wager itself, place it in the current macro moment, because timing is part of the thesis. The build-out of AI infrastructure has pushed cloud bills sharply upward.
Training and inference workloads run on the most expensive GPU instances Amazon offers, often around the clock, and the bills land on finance teams that have never seen numbers like these. When cloud spend was a rounding error, optimization was optional. When a single team's compute line runs into the millions a month, every percentage point of waste is a salary, and controlling it becomes a board-level concern. So the cost optimization wedge is not merely clever. It arrives exactly when the pain is most acute and most visible.
The same boom feeds the second half of the thesis. The explosion of AI-generated code means more services, more infrastructure, and more of it written by people or by agents who did not design the systems underneath. The volume of software that must be deployed, watched, and kept alive is growing faster than the supply of senior engineers who know how to operate it. That widening gap, more systems to run, no more humans to run them, is precisely the vacuum Antimetal wants its automation platform to fill. So both halves of the bet, cost on the way in and operations on the way out, are powered by the same underlying force. AI is inflating the cost and the operational complexity of cloud infrastructure at the same time.
The wager has two distinct layers, and it pays to separate them. The first is a thesis about where software effort is migrating. As AI coding assistants make the act of producing code faster and cheaper, the bottleneck in software does not disappear. It moves downstream, to operating and maintaining what was produced. If generating code is being commoditized, then the durable, valuable, scarce work becomes the post-deployment lifecycle, keeping systems up, responding to incidents, controlling cost, taming configuration drift, managing the sprawl. Antimetal is betting that this post-deployment layer is the next domain to be automated by agents, and crucially, that it is a larger, stickier, and more defensible prize than code generation itself, which is already crowded with well-funded competitors and the model providers themselves.
The second layer of the bet is about earning the right to do that work, and this is where the strategy is genuinely elegant. Running a company's production infrastructure autonomously demands enormous trust and extraordinarily deep access. No platform team hands that over on day one, but cost optimization is the perfect entry. It is low risk, it is read mostly, the value is immediate and quantifiable in dollars, and critically, it requires exactly the kind of comprehensive, continuous visibility into the infrastructure that any future automation platform would need anyway. So SAVE functions as a Trojan horse, in the strategic sense of the term. It establishes the connection, accumulates the data, and earns the trust. The savings literally fund the relationship while the company builds toward autonomous operations. Whether or not that was the explicit plan from day one, the sequence is coherent. Get in cheaply, prove value, deepen access, expand scope.
Let us make the automation ambition concrete, because a phrase like autonomous operations can stay vague. In practice, the post-deployment surface is a handful of recurring jobs. There is incident response, detecting that something is broken, correlating the signals, identifying the likely cause, and either fixing it or handing the engineer a precise diagnosis instead of a wall of alerts. There is configuration and infrastructure as code drift, the gap between what your Terraform says should exist and what is actually running. There is capacity and scaling, adjusting resources ahead of load rather than after the page fires. And there is the continuous cost work that SAVE already does. An agent that can move across all of those, having learned one specific system, is the product Antimetal is describing.
And the order in which you automate those jobs matters enormously for trust. You begin with actions that are reversible and low blast radius, recommendations first, then automatic remediation of well-understood, frequent problems, then progressively more consequential actions as the system earns confidence. This is the same graduated autonomy path that self-driving followed, and it is why the read-only cost beachhead is so valuable. It lets the platform observe how the team operates, what normal looks like, and how engineers actually respond to incidents, all without yet having the right to break anything. The data gathered while saving money is the training ground for the actions that come later.
That mechanism, observe cheaply, then act, is what turns a cost tool into an operations platform, if it works.
That repositioning also changes who Anti-Metal competes with, and the new arena is more dangerous than the old one, which is something a careful analyst should weigh. As a cost tool, its rivals are Zesty, ProsperOps, NOps, CastAI, and Spot, the action layer specialists we named. As an infrastructure automation and agentic operations platform, it steps into a different fight. There it meets the emerging AI SRE companies, startups building automated incident response and reliability agents, names like Claric and Resolve, and the operations and automation features now appearing inside the observability incumbents like Datadog and PagerDuty. It also brushes against the platform engineering and internal developer platform world. And in the long run, it competes implicitly with the hyperscalers themselves, who have every incentive to fold this kind of automation into their own consoles for free.
It is worth being concrete about how Anti-Metal differs from its closest comparables, because on the surface, they look alike. ProsperOps is the purest analog, fully autonomous commitment management with a savings guarantee, and arguably deeper and more proven on the pure financial engineering of commitments. Zesty began in commitments and storage and leans on automated scaling of resources. NOps bundles commitment management with broader visibility and Kubernetes. What Anti-Metal positions as its difference is not a better reserved instance algorithm. It is the ambition above the cost layer. The others are, by design, cost companies. Anti-Metal is using cost as the entrance to become an operations company. If you only compare the commitment engines, you miss the actual strategy.
Which means the right way to evaluate Anti-Metal is not feature by feature against Zesty or ProsperOps on savings percentages. It is to ask whether the broader automation platform materializes and whether customers adopt it. A cost tool with an excellent savings rate is a good business, but a bounded one. And bounded businesses tend to get acquired by the NetApps and IBMs of the world, which is exactly what happened to Spot and to KubeCost. The platform ambition is what would let Anti-Metal avoid that fate and remain an independent, durable company. So when you read about Anti-Metal, notice which story is being told. The saving story or the operation story, because the second one is what justifies the venture math.
That last point cuts both ways, and we should be honest about the tensions, because seeing the weak points is what separates understanding from a sales pitch. First, the structural conflict in cost optimization. You are paid a share of savings on a bill that, if you do your job perfectly, shrinks. The model is sound, but it does not compound the way seat-based software does, which is exactly why moving up into broader automation is not merely ambitious, it is necessary for the business to grow into its valuation. Second, the percentage of savings model is itself commoditizable. ProsperOps and others make similar guarantees, and AWS periodically improves its own native commitment recommendations, eroding the value of third parties. The defensibility of a pure cost tool is genuinely questionable over a long horizon.
Third, the pivot to autonomous operations is unproven for the entire market, not just for Anti-Metal. Trusting an agent to take real actions on production infrastructure is a very high bar, and the failure mode buyers fear most is precisely an automated system causing an outage. The trust that cost optimization builds is real, but it is trust to read, not trust to act, and crossing that gap is the hardest part of the whole thesis. Fourth, there is a concentration risk. Anti-Metal's depth is in AWS specifically. That focus is a strength today. AWS is the largest market and the richest optimization surface. But a single cloud dependency is a strategic exposure, both to the platform it sits on, which could change its pricing or its APIs, and to a customer base that increasingly runs across multiple clouds.
Set against those risks is a genuinely strong hand. A proven, capital-efficient distribution motion that the pizza campaign made famous, but that rests on real product-led mechanics. A product whose value is immediate, measurable, and aligned through performance pricing. A roster of investors who themselves built infrastructure and developer companies, and who are backing the automation thesis specifically. And a strategic narrative, post-deployment automation,
that is directionally aligned with where the entire industry is moving as AI reshapes the software lifecycle. The open question is not the thesis, which is plausible. It is execution. Can a company that won by saving people money on their AWS bills become the company that those same people trust to run their infrastructure? That transition from a feature to a platform is where most companies of this kind either break out or stall.
Let us consolidate the case study so you can reproduce it cleanly. The domain. Public cloud built a pricing system that rewards commitment and punishes both timidity and overcommitment, with reserved instances and savings plans as the core instruments, and an entire FinOps discipline and tooling market grew up to manage it, split into visibility tools like Cloudability, Flexera, Cloud Zero, and Vantage, and action tools, where Antimetal lives alongside Zesty, ProsperOps, Nops, CastAI, and Spot. The company, founded in late 2022 by Matthew Parkhurst, a growth operator, and Shreyas Iyer, a deep systems engineer, seeded at $4.3 million by Framework Ventures in 2023, grown through an unusually efficient product-led motion among cost-sensitive cloud teams, and recapitalized at a $20 million Series A led by Sound Ventures in 2025.
The strategy? Enter through SAVE, an automated, risk-free, performance-priced manager of reserved instances and savings plans. Use that low-risk wedge to build deep, trusted, continuous access into customer infrastructure, and then expand into autonomous post-deployment operations. The bet that as AI commoditizes the writing of code, the enduring value migrates to operating and maintaining systems, and that an agent platform which has absorbed a company's institutional knowledge can own that operational layer, a bigger and stickier prize than coding. That is Antimetal in one picture, the context, the company, and the wager. And the single thing to watch over the next couple of years is simple. Whether the automation platform actually ships and earns the right to act, not just to observe. Because that, and not the cost savings, is what the company's valuation is really pricing.